Hello, people, and welcome to the holiday edition for Pause Menu. Yeah, so tomorrow's Christmas. That's why it's holiday. First introductions, my name is Will.
I'm Ethan.
And this week, this week sucks. there really aren't a lot of news to discuss this week. We were off last week due to unforeseen circumstances. Apologies for that. But, you know, on the bright side, we didn't really miss a whole lot. I mean, honestly, Joystick was pretty fucking barren when I looked through the news. So, you know, there really isn't much to talk about, but there obviously are still some news. So, as you know, let's just start right away. So, Ethan, what have you played during the last 2 weeks?
Because a lot.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, a lot of Modern Warfare 3 multiplayer. Still trying to beat Uncharted 2. What else? I have a bunch. I took a dive into Mirror's Edge again. I didn't beat that game. Still haven't beat it.
How is it like going back to that game? Because I know you haven't played it in so long.
Oh, well, let's have an update for everyone. I bought a new TV. I originally had a 22-inch CRT. Shut the hell up. Old Sony from back in 2001.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it is. And I bought a 32-inch VCO flat panel with TFT. Beautiful.
Yeah, see, told you it was a good choice.
Everything goes to 1080i, and it's amazing. So having Mirror's Edge on the old TV was okay. Having Mirror's Edge on this TV is like I need a new change of pants.
Okay. Oh, I mean, it certainly looks a whole lot better.
I showed you a picture of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, even you liked it. Mm-hmm. I was going to get your Westinghouse, but they didn't have it. But Mirror's Edge on this TV is amazing. I mean, just absolutely amazing. I mean, it was trouble to fucking get back into the game, but
yeah,
my eyes are happy.
You're welcome, by the way. You're welcome.
But later on tonight, I'm going to go dive into Star Trek Online. I got the 1 month free trial, so I'm going to try it out. I go into Starbucks, everyone's playing it, so might as well see what the hell it's about.
For shizzle.
Yeah. What about you? What have you been
doing? Well, I mean, to be honest, prior to this week, I was, you know, obviously, you know, I was extremely busy with finals and whatnot, and that just left my brain just fried. Like, I could literally smell it because I mistook it for fried chicken one day, so it was just completely fried. But what I did play, I picked up my 3DS again. I kept playing a fuckload of that because I knew I couldn't really sit down and play the console that much during finals, so I just played a whole lot of 3DS. You can name it. Super Mario 3D Land, Mario Kart 7. I downloaded the GBA games, which I'll talk about later. I mean, what else did I even played my PSP for the first time in a long time. Mm-hmm. I was playing some basketball on it. I was playing God of War, Ghost of Sparta on it, which is bloody fun. Mm-hmm. But finally, after finals were over, I was able to get back to my 360, get back on that flow. I played, let me see, what did I play? I remember playing Alan Wake. Mm-hmm. I played a little bit of Modern Warfare 3, not a whole bunch. I've been playing, more specifically though, I've been playing a lot of L.A. Noire. Yes. I started playing it yesterday, and so far it's been good, but I feel so lazy in that game because every time I get to a car, I'm just like, I kept the Y button held so that my partner could drive. I'm like, oh, you know what? Fuck this. It's way too far. I'm just going to let his fat ass drive.
Well, I'm the complete opposite in that game. When I do play it, I like driving everywhere because you got to find the landmarks. And I don't know if you got to this part yet when you... Oh, no, you didn't. I just forgot. Small spoiler alert. The guy that has been killing all those people...
No, don't say it. Shut up.
Just letting you know, he's going to give you riddles that you have to solve.
Oh, okay. That I know. Okay,
Okay? And the riddles are based on what landmark he's placed the next clue at. So it's important to find those fucking landmarks.
Yeah.
Because when I was doing that mission, I only had like 5 landmarks unlocked.
Yeah, I think I only have like 3 or 4.
You know, so yeah, so it's important.
All right. So other than that, I mean, we both beat Halo Anniversary, which was honestly, in my opinion, a complete bitch.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was easy. However,
oh, you had it on easy. I had it on normal.
No. I played it on normal with you, faggot.
Oh, hey, come on, it's me. But I mean, to me, it just felt a little difficult. I don't know why.
Well, I thought it was easy, maybe because I've played the very first one like 8 times in a row.
I see. I didn't do that. I remember I bought Halo 2 Then I bought Halo 3. Then I bought the first one. Mm-hmm. So other than that, I finally managed to beat Infamous 2, which, dude, if you have $50 or so, spend it. Infamous 2 will give you every... It will make those $50 worth it. I guarantee you. It took me, roughly 20, 30 hours just to finish. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to do all the side quests, so I did that. Dude, it is a fuckload of fun. Oh, my God. So much fun. I died a few times here and there, but overall, oh, my God, incredibly worth the money. And, I started playing Uncharted 3 the other day, and I finally advanced in Uncharted 1. I actually played that for a little bit, and I advanced a little bit in that. But other than that, that's pretty much it. So with that out of the way, let's just dive right into the news, because there really isn't a whole lot to talk about.
And that's my cue.
And this is the part where you introduce us to the first story.
Okay, first story on our list is Infinity Ward has been banning Modern Warfare 3 for a period of 13 years. Infinity Ward has this new form of permaban, you see, which if you're caught cheating, hacking, boosting, or just in plain violation of Infinity Ward's terms and conditions, they will ban you for a period of 5,000 days. And that's approximately 13 years. So, even on Twitter on December 14th, Robert Bowling, I think that's his name. It can't be Bowie. Robert Bowling.
No, Bowling,
He even confirmed this on Twitter by saying, listen, if you're cheating or hacking or you're violating Infinity Ward's terms and conditions, prepared for 5,000 days of no Modern Warfare 3. So, I hope you boosters enjoy not having that, option of playing that game.
Yeah, because honestly, I think, in my opinion, cheating is just a little...
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, they try to... the interesting thing is that some of them try to justify it by saying, oh, it's an exploit. So, if it's there, it's not my fault that it's available for my use. I mean, at the same time, though, you have to wonder, you see honest people actually playing and grinding and level up, and then you see these people just leveling up at, a machine gun clip's pace, and you see them level up, 10 times a day, and they're like, prestige? So it's like, come on, guys, be a little honest. I understand it's an exploit in the system, but... at the same time, that doesn't...
You don't have to be a bitch about it.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you can, that just gives you the automatic right to take advantage of it, I mean, if it's an exploit, it wasn't meant to be. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. So, if you don't mind that, that was my phone. I just got a text message. But if you're wondering about that. But, that's what I think. I think it is fucking hilarious.
it is. I mean, there was even a video of someone who posted it on his on YouTube, where they got the little black box with the white writing that says, "Hey guys, you've been banned for 5,000 days. Fuck you." So it's like amazing.
No, this is... I think this is a good deterrent. I wouldn't say a great deterrent, because obviously there are still...
Well, a start's a start.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a great way to start. You cheat, you know what? 13-year ban. Boop. Between them, we'll release 13 Call of Duty games. So by the time you get you basically get unbanned, we'll be in Call of Duty 17 or something. I don't know. They'll be in the modern warfare,
future modern warfare.
Oh God, what's a realistic future modern warfare? You know what? That's pretty fucking awesome, in my opinion. I mean, I have never wanted to cheat, so I don't really mind this at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I'm an honest player. I don't really cheat or anything like that, but this is just hilarious.
I've never had a reason to cheat, okay? I've had Modern Warfare 2 for, 3 years, and that's when I didn't have a job, and I was playing it every day. And even if in a full period of 3 years, I've only got the prestige.
Damn, really?
Let's try to be a little honest.
Yeah, yeah.
So should I go on to the next one?
Yeah, sure. Let's just move right along.
Second one, PlayStation Sony sales continue to climb. According to Reuters, Sony's head Andrew House has stated that the PS3 is on target to sell 15 million units during the current fiscal year, which ends in March. If the PS3 does sell 15 million units, it'll be the fifth consecutive year that the unit sales have continued to grow for the console.
Yeah.
So if for those of you who don't remember, last year's PS3 hit approximately 14.5 million units. Nintendo is way behind. Last year they were at 10 million units, and I'm not sure how many millions of units they are up to now, but I'm pretty sure PS3 has beat them.
What, you mean total?
Yeah.
No. We still has the lead. If I recall, PS3 has approximately 45 million, 46, and Nintendo has over 70. Total worldwide sales. But you know what? In my opinion, this is great news for PS3 because, I mean, when it first launched, I mean, we were both witness to it. It did not hit a stride at all from the get-go. But over time, eventually, it got things going. They had price cuts. They introduced the PS3 Slim. They have fantastic exclusive games. You have Killzone, Resistance, Infamous, Uncharted, etc. And you had great games exclusive to the PS3 platform, while the 360, I mean, over the years, basically had Halo and Gears. And maybe Alan Wake and Fable thrown in there, but not that many exclusives. And so with that, it's not really surprising that if it hits 15 million, I would not be surprised. It has great games to offer, and obviously, the online is one important feature of it, and it's completely free.
Yeah.
And it's getting better each and every day. I mean, let's not talk about the hack that happened in May, but, you know, other than that, I mean, it's been improving. It's not quite there where we want it to be.
You can't say that, let's not talk about the hack in May. Let's not talk about any of the hacks that have happened, you know?
Yeah, definitely. History. But, I mean, other than that, it's just it's a platform that's getting better. They had the PlayStation Move. They introduced that. And hopefully, I mean, their plans are with a 10-year cycle. So right now it's hitting its stride right now. It's I wouldn't say it's at its peak. It can do better still, but I think it's definitely hitting its stride here. I mean, what do you think?
I think so, too. I mean, I bought a PS3, and, you know, I'm an Xbox head. So that says something in particular. Again, great exclusive games, great downloadable content. Comes with a bunch of free shit, you know, like PlayStation Home, where you can actually get to meet other PlayStation players who are there. You can do a lot of customization in that. I mean, it just has so much potential. I think that the people don't really recognize it until they buy one.
Oh yeah, and especially with the Vita that launched over in Japan like a week ago or so, it's definitely gonna get better.
While we're on the subject of the Vita, it's your turn for an interesting segue.
Yes. Speaking of the PlayStation Vita, the Vita launched in Japan on December 16th, if I remember correctly. Yes, December 16th. And in the first week of Japanese retail that's been available, it was able to sell over 321,000 units. Specifically, they have sold over 321,407 Vita units during the first week at Japanese retails. However, the first week in this case actually only covers 2 days. It covers December 17th and it covers December 18th. They compared the sales numbers to the 3DS and PSP numbers for first week sales, quote unquote. In total, the 3DS sold 371,326 units. Again, this covered over a 2-day span, so it's technically not a whole week. And for the PSP, first week sales were 166,074 units, and it only covered 1 day, which was December 12th, 2004. I'm excited for this. I am really, really pumped for the Vita. It's selling pretty well right now, over 300,000 units for the first 2 days, which is to me extremely impressive. And I'm just really looking forward to this thing because I have the motherfucker pre-ordered. I have the receipt in one of my Yu-Gi-Oh cases. I don't know. And, you know, that's just how it is right now.
I'm really looking forward to it. But I haven't pre-ordered it yet, so we'll have to see.
Get on that, man. I mean, let's see if I'm trying to remember the launch games. I mean, you have you had Uncharted available day one. You had Uncharted. You had Hot Golf available day one. It's an interesting game. Touched by Katamari. Say what you will about that. It's very sexual and awkward.
Yeah.
But I mean, you had great games at launch, and the Vita, according to just about a whole bunch of websites and blogs and whatnot, the hardware is incredibly impressive. Mm-hmm. It's a great piece of hardware that it's just really fun to use. The touch panel is extremely well made. You have the back touch panel, which can be finicky when you're playing with some games because it can impede your gaming sessions. Like, for example, you might accidentally make a motion on the back touch panel, it does something in the game that you didn't intend it. Overall, though, they found the unit extremely well built. It's surprisingly light. The dual analog sticks are well made, incredibly well made. They're comfortable. The D-pad is also well made also. The button placement is very convenient. You have the power button and the volume controls on the top of the console. Some of the gripes that they had to say, though, they say that the internet experience could have been better because, I mean, as pertaining to the browser itself, because it's not really that perfect yet. It doesn't have Flash, one thing, because Adobe just dropped their support for Flash, and they're like, you know what? Fuck you! So screw Flash. But yeah, overall, almost unanimously, people are saying that it's a great console. It has a lot of potential, of course, especially with something like this, especially in a day and age where people are just rocking iPhones and shit. And I don't know, I just don't see myself playing a whole lot of games on my iPod Touch, because it's just complete touch panel, and I don't like that, in my opinion. I just want hard, physical buttons.
Well, I have to agree with you there. I have the same problem with my Android device.
Yeah.
I don't like touchpads. I can't play with a virtual joystick. It just doesn't feel right. Especially if your screen is a little dirty, it just feels weird. I mean, there are workarounds for that. You have, these little controller pads you can snap onto them, but I don't want to spend extra money. It's full.
And some of the other gripes, they're saying that, for example, the memory cards, it sucks that they have to be, they're basically essential to everything. Because if you want to save a game or something like that, you have to get a memory card.
The first time something like this has happened.
Well, you gotta remember, of course, but
some tablets do this too.
That's fine, but here's the major problem. The memory cards are proprietary.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that you can't use a standard memory card, a regular memory card, or like a micro SD or a standard SD card. No, it's Sony proprietary, introduced only for the Vita, which sucks because you can't really use it in any other device. I mean, if it was for a micro SD card, then we would understand because those are available everywhere and you could get them for, what, $5, $10? But minimum, you have to spend at least $20. Or a 4 GB card, because that's the lowest available. And that's the major problem people had, hidden costs. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the Vita Wi-Fi only, you have $250, right? But, you know, with a display that beautiful, and obviously they also go in your pocket, you need a case, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's $20. A memory card, again, it's really important. That's another $20. Oh, wait a minute, what about a game? I mean, the prices, it depends on where it's released. Like, for example, you have a game like Plants vs. Zombies being released for the PlayStation Network only. It might be available for, I don't know, $5, $10, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's $10 going right there. What if you want Uncharted? That's $40. So you have these hidden costs. All of a sudden, you have to pay over $300, which is, you know, it's I wouldn't say shady, but it's just a little, it's not well done, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I just don't know. But overall, I'm super excited for this. It's due out in February 22nd of next year in Europe and the United States, even though the Japanese already have it, those cross-eyed fuckers. No racism intended. So with that out of the way, let's just move on right to the next story.
Yeah.
Which is completely different than what the Vita is.
The next story focuses... Oh, you were still going to say something?
No. No segue at all.
Okay. The next story focuses on a very familiar game to me and William. Dead Island has shipped 3 million worldwide copies. Now, despite having more bugs and glitches than a friggin' NES game, Dead Island has apparently done well for Deep Silver after debuting in December and snagging a top spot on the NPD charts. According to Audrey Norris, Deep Silver's manager of marketing and PR, has revealed to Game Informer that Dead Island has shipped 3 million units worldwide. This is amazing because Dead Island is a really, really robust, vibrant game.
I wouldn't say vibrant. I mean,
look at the setting. First, you got a tropical island, which is vibrant, and you go to a city, which is gray and drabby. It just depends where you are.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Okay. I like the game, honestly, and I'm not surprised that they have a top spot in the NPD, selling 3 million units in a couple months. I mean, it's a fucking amazing game. First-person decapitations of zombies, oh yeah, fuck yeah.
The one thing I will say is that whoever made the initial trailer for Dead Island, they better be thanking them big time, because let's just get that out there. If it wasn't for that amazing cinematic trailer, we wouldn't even know about Dead Island.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before that trailer, barely anyone knew what Dead Island was. They were like, oh, okay, another zombie game. Great, that's fine. But as soon as you saw that first initial trailer with the family, you remember seeing that one?
Mm-hmm.
With the girl that basically jumped out the window and the trailer itself was going in reverse?
Yep.
Dude, everyone thought that was incredible. It was jaw-dropping. It was one of the best game trailers for the year. It was nominated for best trailer at the VGAs.
I wish that something like that actually happened in the game. I wouldn't mind walking around, decapitating some zombies, and some guy or some girl or something falls out the window and just splat. Just fucking amazing.
No. That wasn't the point.
But I mean, you know, you're right. The trailer was amazing. When I first saw that trailer, I nearly shit my pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was incredible.
I wanted to know more about this game, although there was barely any information about it.
And you see, there you go. All of a sudden, as soon as that trailer was launched and everyone saw it, everyone automatically knew, okay, Dead Island is going to come out soon, guys. So that should be awesome. And all of a sudden, it's like now you're in the heads of people saying, okay, now Dead Island is a known name now. Mm-hmm. It's like people know what Dead Island is all of a sudden because of one trailer. Because of just a 3-minute, I don't know how long it was, 2.5 minutes, 3-minute trailer. That's it. That's all it took to get into people's heads saying, okay, this is Dead Island. And this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, regardless, I feel happy for them. I mean, Techland, I don't really know the developer that well.
Yeah, neither do I.
So I have no idea what they released prior to this. But I think this is a very, you know, it's a happy tale. I mean, it was a new IP that came out in 2011, and it did well. This is one of the better stories of the year because you have a brand new IP no one's ever heard of. Sure, it's a zombie game, but it's fresh. It's brand new. And it did well. It shipped 3 million worldwide. It's great.
Yes.
So, you know, with that, I'm happy for them. They sold a lot, and they did well with a new IP. That's great.
And speaking of selling high numbers, here's your segue.
Yes, Skyrim. You know, that's a game people's heard of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, ZeniMax. The publisher, oh god, I don't know what the fuck they are. They announced that 10 million copies of The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim have been shipped out to retailers since its launch. This is representative of the $650 million Bethesda raked in, which is a lot of money. But again, you have to keep in mind that even though 10 million copies shipped is an impressive number, it is just a number of copies that were shipped, not sold. We know exactly what the numbers are. Obviously, they don't match the 10 million. But regardless, you have 10 million shipped. And ZeniMax also notes that Skyrim has outsold all other PC games by a factor of 3-1. That's pretty fucking awesome. When this was announced, though, Star Wars The Old Republic was not released yet. So obviously take it with a grain of salt. But regardless, you know, we don't know if that ratio will hold up, but still, those are impressive numbers, in my opinion. I mean, you have a game like Dead Island, brand new IP no one's ever heard of, that shipped 3 million. Then you have an IP like Skyrim that, you know, Elder Scrolls, you're familiar with it, and all of a sudden it ships 10 million, which is fantastic.
Indeed.
wow. Thank you for the input. Awesome.
But yeah, let's talk a little more about Skyrim before we go on to the next one. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Elder Scrolls in general. I think you've played them a bit.
I played just a little bit. I didn't play a whole bunch, in my opinion. Okay. I mean, my thoughts on it. I mean, it's a time sink. It is definitely a time sink. It is a game that you want to devote yourself to, because I only played some of it, and that was not nearly enough to scratch the surface. So, I mean, with the game that's over 500 hours long, only 1 hour, it's like you're barely touching the surface of it. So, if you're going to get Skyrim, just know that you have to sit down and dedicate time to it. You can't just play, like, 20 minutes at a time a day and then call it a day. You can't do that with a game as big as Skyrim, because if you do that, then it will take you over a year just to finish. And that's if you play every single day. So if you're going to get Skyrim, just know that, one, it's going to be an expansive game, so you're going to have a lot of shit to do. And two, it's just a whole lot of it. You have to dedicate a shitload of time to it. So if you have a life, then you don't get the game.
Mm.
If you don't, then get the game. If you're in between, sure, pick it up, rent it, do something. But, you know, in my opinion, it's if you're looking for a good RPG that you want to sink a lot of time into, then you don't have to look any farther than Skyrim right now.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. Well, you never played it, right?
No, but my friend Will, not what I'm saying, why am I saying your name? Michael. He's beat, I guess you can't really say beat the game, but he's hit the level cap.
Really? Damn.
Which is 80, and I think he's sunk in 240 hours.
Holy shit.
He's played, when he first got the game, he played 2 days straight.
You see? See what happens?
Okay, so you can imagine. But anyway,
I don't want to imagine.
Oh, I do. I want to get the game. But anyway, moving on to the next story.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be a dual-edged sword here. A new lead designer is going to be working with the next Xbox console to be released. Don Kiner, I think his name is. Coiner? Whatever his name
is. His name is funny.
who at the moment is the current lead designer and marketing man for the original Xbox and Xbox 360, is not going to be in charge of designing the next Xbox. According to CNET, Coyer will be replaced with Emma Williams, who helped launch the recent Xbox Live interface revamp. You know, the one with the new social updates and, you know, content-specific hubs and stuff.
Yeah.
A little backstory about them. Coyner joined Microsoft from Nintendo in 95, became marketing director for the original Xbox in 99. He also designed the user experience and branding for the 360, and his most recent title at Microsoft is General Manager of Design. Williams has a lot of experience. It was in Microsoft in 2003, and is currently General Manager for Xbox Experiences, leading last week's Xbox Live interface update, which introduced the social content-specific hubs, and all the other glorious bits and gubbins for the Xbox. So yeah. I'm interesting to see what she can do. It sounds like she has a lot of experience with Microsoft. She may bring some new, unseen talent. We're hoping that the next Xbox is going to be mind-blowing.
Oh, well. Only time will tell, man. I mean, all we know so far is not many details.
It's rumored to be released in 2013. We know that.
I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah, maybe, maybe, but I don't think it's going to happen. Maybe 2014. But, you know, that's a separate thing for another day.
Yeah.
As far as this goes, at least we know that this is, I mean, apparently she's going to work on the new Xbox. So we have some sort of confirmation that obviously the new Xbox is underway. Development for it has already begun, of course. And, you know, hopefully we will take this as something good. Because if this is the case, then the new Xbox that's due out maybe in 2013, maybe, I guess, it's actually making headway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's 2011 right now, so, of course, you know, something like this might happen.
In a couple of days, it'll be 2012.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in a week, it'll be 2012, so... You know, hopefully this is a sign that, okay, the new Xbox has a direction and we're pushing forward with it. And so let's see what happens from here on out. So I'm afraid with these rumors, only time will tell.
Oh, yeah.
because we've seen a shitload of rumors for the new Xbox and the new PlayStation 4.
Ridiculous how many rumors there are.
Yeah, almost every day there's a new rumor. So, of course, you know, with every single rumor known to man, you have to take it with a grain of salt. So we'll see. Only time will tell, my friends, to see what actually happens. But, you know, moving on to something concrete, you know, something we actually know. GTA 3, interesting enough, the PS2 classic from 2001, is now available for iOS and Android. You can download it right now for as far as iOS devices are concerned. You can download it right now for your iPad 1 and 2, iPhone 4 and 4S, and for your iPod Touch 4th generation. Anything below that will not run GTA 3. For Android phones, if you have a HTC Resound, LG Optimus 2X, whatever, Motorola Atrix 4G, Droid X2, Photon 4G, Samsung Galaxy R, that doesn't even exist here, and a T-Mobile G2X, then you can go ahead and download it. As for Android tablets, you must have an Acer Iconia, Asus ePad Transformer, Dell Streak 7, LG Optimus Pad, Motorola Zoom with an X, Samsung Galaxy Tab 8.9 and 10.11, Sony Tablet S, and a Toshiba Thrive, then you can go ahead and download it right now for $499.
I'm curious because why the specific devices? I don't get
I would say because, I mean, the one thing that's familiar with the Android phones is that they're all running dual core technology, which is, it's interesting though, because my phone is running 1.2 gigahertz dual core Snapdragon processor. So I don't know why it's not supported. It's very interesting how a phone like the X2, which came out before my phone, is supported while my phone isn't. It's kind of weird. Again, it goes to Android fragmentation, but, you know, obviously that's an entirely different topic for another day.
Yes.
As for the tablets, all of them are running dual core. I don't know why all of them don't support it.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as the Honeycomb tablets, though, go for it, of course. I mean, you see the cheap-ass Kmart $50 tablets.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're not going to run Grand Theft Auto 3. But, you know, as far as Honeycomb tablets are concerned, all of them are pretty much dual core. I haven't seen a single-core Honeycomb tablet. So I'm surprised why not all of them are supported. I don't get it. But other than that, it's available for $4.99. You can go ahead and download it right now in the Android market and or the App Store. And based on reviews, the only problem people have are with aiming, obviously, because, again, you're dealing with a pure touch screen there. So it might not be amazingly beautiful to control. Driving cars around might be a little messy. But other than that, the core experience is there. The graphics are actually bumped up a little bit, surprising enough. They actually look a lot cleaner on these devices. And overall, people are saying, you know, go ahead and buy it. If you missed it the first time around, which I'm asking how or why, like, where the fuck were you? You were clearly under a rock that was under a rock if you've never played this.
Under a pebble that was under a rock, which was under a boulder.
Inception. A rock within a rock. Okay. But if you have not played it, now seems like the perfect chance. I mean, $5, you cannot pass it up for a game like GTA. With all the value you're going to get, all the content, $5 is just... I mean, you might think that you're stealing from the developer. So if you've never played it before, or if you're interested to see how it plays on your Apple or Android device, go ahead, go to the Android market, go to the App Store. It's $5. It's low risk. Go ahead and pick it up. There's not really much to say about that, so yeah. I mean, I won't get used to the touch controls, but regardless, I know there are people that will. So go ahead and click on the download link today.
Moving on from that interesting story, remember December 3, 2012, people, especially fans of Devil May Cry, because that is the confirmed date from Capcom that the Devil May Cry High Definition Collection will arrive. It will feature the first three games in the series, including the special edition version of Devil May Cry 3. And the game will be available on 360 and PS3 for $39.99. Will support trophies and achievements and include unspecified bonus content. So, yeah, I love Devil May Cry. Give it to me. Give it to me intravenously because I want it.
Dude, I can't wait. I remember I've only played, I mean, sadly enough, I only played the third Devil May Cry. And I don't know about the devils in May, but it made me cry because it was pretty damn difficult when I first played it.
I'm going to have to let you borrow the Devil May Cry 4. That was, the boss in that was just fucking insane.
Oh, and I played that one too, of course.
You played that one?
Yeah. So how can I forget that one? Of course I played it.
Did you beat the boss?
Did you beat the boss? Because there aren't like 20 of them. Which one are you talking about?
The very last boss, the giant fucking statue guy thingy with the
pimples
on his arms that you had to pop.
Yeah, that old dude that then you go inside of him and then you fight the old guy. Yeah, yep. Yeah. Show us how I faced him. And I kicked his ass. I sent him back to the home. but yeah, I'm happy for this. It's gonna be $40, of course, and that's a steal in my opinion. You have the first Devil May Cry, the second one, and the quote unquote special edition for Devil May Cry 3. And especially, I mean, you know, Capcom is doing this because the new Devil May Cry is right around the corner, also. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, guys, if you're interested in this, then you might like this. and you know what? It's gonna be fucking awesome. I'm gonna get this day one. Of course.
Yeah, you know what? We should pre-order at the same place.
What? You mean GameStop?
Yeah, the same GameStop store. I don't know if you're going to do a midnight release.
No, there's not going to be a midnight release for
this. I think there will be. You'll be surprised.
No, there won't. It's not really that high profile. Trust me, there won't be.
It's not high profile yet.
No, it's not going to be. Trust me. Okay. For a game like Devil May Cry, there's no midnight release. I guarantee you. I will bet you. I will put up a bet that there will be no midnight release.
We'll talk about that later. We got news to deliver.
Yeah, like one more piece of news. All right, you know what? Since there's one more piece of news, let's just get this shit out of the way. For those of you who have a 3DS, GBA games are now available. Goodbye. let me just talk about this a little bit more. During the summer, Nintendo dropped the price of the 3DS from $250 to $170. Basically, everyone said, "What the fuck?" So, you know, Nintendo was like, "Oh, to make you happy, we'll give you 20 free games for our ambassadors." The first 10 games were NES classics, and the next 10 games that were released now were for GBA. The titles available are Super Mario Advance 3 Yoshi's Island, Mario Kart Super Circuit, Metroid Fusion, WarioWare Inc. Mega Micro Games, Mario vs. Donkey Kong, Wario Land 4, Kirby and the Amazing Mirror, Fire Emblem, The Sacred Stones, Legend of Zelda, The Minish Cap, and F-Zero Maximum Velocity. Note that you have to be an ambassador to get these games. You cannot get them whatsoever if you are not an ambassador, nor will they be available on the 3DS eShop if you're not an ambassador. If you are, what you have to do, just go to the settings page, go to your download history. Your 3DS will think that it's been downloaded, so what you will do is you'll just download again. And, you know, that's pretty much it. I played a few of the GBA games. They're fun.
Ambassador shit needs to die.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's pretty much it for this
week. I think anyone who spends $170 on this piece of... Well, it's not a piece of shit, but...
Hey.
On this device with as little games for this thing as there are... Seriously?
Well, they're
only
going
to give this to ambassadors?
I mean, to be fair, those guys, I mean, because I'm an ambassador. We paid $250, so you can suck it. You're getting it a lot better now. So, I mean, I don't know. It's available right now if you're an ambassador. Go ahead and get downloaded. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there isn't much else to talk about.
Before we go, however, I wanted to do a quick thing. I told you about this before we started the podcast. Since this is basically going to be the last podcast, we're not going to record next Saturday. We might record on New Year's Day, January 1st, but as far as we're concerned, this is the last podcast of the year. So, as a way to basically say goodbye to the year, I wanted to ask you if basically I gave you all the resources available. As far as video games are concerned, in 2012, what would be your wish list?
Oh, my wish
list. For 2012 in gaming. If you had all the resources available to you, what would you do in 2012? Like, what would you wish for in 2012?
Half-Life 3. What else would I wish for? I mean, that's obviously the top thing that was on this this December's list. That was Half-Life 3. What else would I wish for? I'm not sure what else I would wish for in terms of gaming. A lot more video games that you know I can have. That would be nice. But, you know, maybe let's see what you've got to say, because I'm stumped.
I mean, I would. I mean, I personally, first of all, I have a list here. First of all, I would talk about. I would want new IPs, like brand new spanking games, like we've never seen before. Like no, like I don't want as many sequels, because as great as November and October and September and December was for games, I mean, like what 95% of them were sequels, which kind of sucked. I mean, sure, they were great games, but they're games we've seen before. I mean, I just want something fresh, something new. Obviously, Half-Life 3, of course. Duh. I think I would... It's interesting. I would like to see better games for the 3DS, of course. I would... Let's see. What else? I'm kind of stumped, too. My own question. I'm stumped. But I think for now, that's kind of it. I mean, not... Oh, okay. I have one. No more hacks.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many hacks that went on. I understand that you
put one thing on the wish list for both of us. That would be for all companies, especially Infinity Ward, to create a way to just, even if you've got to find a way to moderate hacking, do it, because it's ridiculous. You know?
Yeah, I understand what they're trying to do. They're like, oh, okay, we're hacking, so that means you guys should bump up your security. I mean, but at the same time, guys, there are such a ridiculous amount of hacks. You have companies everywhere, from Sony, Nintendo, Bethesda, Steam, Valve. I mean, not Steam isn't a company; it's owned by Valve. I mean, you had Valve, Sony Online Entertainment. You had so many different companies just being hacked. Their websites were hacked all year long, and it's like, just stop. I mean, I understand the message you're trying to get across, but I mean, goodness gracious.
We're not only talking about companies, we're talking about games.
Yeah, and games in general. I mean, oh, just stop it.
Please, for the love of all things holy, stop, please.
I mean, other than that, I'm pretty much good to go. I mean, all I want, obviously awesome games, new IPs, not as many hacks, please. And that's all I could wish for it.
Maybe a couple more handhelds.
No, I mean, the Vita's coming out next February, and the Wii U is coming out in the end of 2012.
I would like to see a Microsoft handheld.
Really?
Fuck what you're going to say bad about it. Sony's in the handheld system. Nintendo's been in the handheld system. Where are you, Microsoft? I know you got something up your sleeve.
I don't think it would be smart, in my opinion. I think it would be kind of stupid.
Why?
Because, I mean, first of all, they have Windows Phone.
So,
first of all, it has Xbox Live functionality. What are you talking about?
So
they have not taken advantage of that. Before they even talk about any portable bullcrap that's dedicated to it, it would be, if they released a dedicated portable console, it would be oxymoronic of Microsoft to do that, because they continually pushed for this Xbox Live functionality in Windows Phone, and if they release a portable, it's basically their way of saying, you know what, we give up. We're going to do a dedicated portable system because we can't do it on our own platform. So we're just going to release a dedicated game system. Enjoy. I mean, I don't think it's smart, in my opinion. Especially when the new... I mean, maybe it might make sense when the new Xbox launches. Maybe. But, I mean, for now, I just don't see it happening right now.
I don't care when it happens. I just want it to happen.
We all want it to happen. I mean,
understand
Halo,
the same
your
with
back
Xbox
pocket?
Phone, but... I just want to see something similar to a combination of the, you know, Game Boy series and the, what's the other one? The PlayStation Vita series or console or whatever. I want them to combine and make something, make a Microsoft baby, you know?
I don't know, man. It's just kind of stupid to me in my
opinion. I'm not saying now. I'm saying sometime in the near future, within the next 5 years. 10 years,
that would
maybe.
That would be even stupider.
Why?
Because in 5 years' time, it's going to be. I think it's going to be pretty difficult to sell people a dedicated system. in 5 years' time, I think, because but in 5 years' time, you're going to obviously have devices that can do all these things. And for a device to just do one thing in 5 years' time, it's like asking if you want the current Kindle right now, not the Kindle Fire, but the Kindle, to resell that, try selling that in 2016. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. See how many hundreds of units you're going to sell. Because by that time, I think
a man can dream, can he?
Of course you can, but at the same time, you have to make those dreams a little realistic. Because if you make them not realistic, then you're just going to end up disappointed. So, I mean, in 5 years' time, there's just going to be a whole bunch of devices that are going to do all these multiple things. Even though you see some of those things now, you're going to see a fuckload of them in 5 years' time. And by that time, I think it's going to be extremely difficult for people to say, oh, hey, we're just going to do games on this. Mm-hmm. Awesome. It's like, I don't know. It's just, I mean, obviously, we don't know. It's going to be in 5 years. We obviously have to wait and see.
You don't want it to do one thing, but you don't want it to wind up like the Gizmondo.
Exactly. I mean, I think everyone would want this. Everyone wants a device that can do multiple things. I mean, obviously you have the Kindle.
You have Windows Phone, then you have a Microsoft Phone.
Who?
I don't know. I'm just coming up with random shit right now.
Windows Phone is for Microsoft.
Oh my God. I was trying to make something smart, but it sounded stupid.
It sounded extremely stupid.
Shut up.
Windows Phone is Microsoft.
Shut up.
Oh my God.
I was trying to just end it right here before I make a complete total arse of myself.
Yeah, I think we'll just call it a day. I'm kind of tired too. Anyway, from us here at Pause Menu, I'm Will.
I'm Ethan.
And have a very happy and safe holidays, and we will see you in 2012.
Indubitably.
Laters.
Peace.